Call a meeting to order for agenda business, public comment. I think there's one. Phil?
I thank the commissioners for the opportunity to, for the public to speak and to address you and the newspaper, the media, which we certainly need, the Fourth Estate, and I see the mayor's here, so, and we have protection, so I guess we haven't cut the funds of the city police, so that's good. I'm looking for truth, and I'm sure you folks are. Any information that I receive, I'm responsible for, and likewise you do too, and this is where really government meets the road, where the tire meets the pavement. I have in front of you there a publication that came out May 5th, 2020 from the CDC. It's over 1,000 pages. It is peer reviewed, and there were, I would say probably hundreds of people that were involved in producing this report by the CDC. In one section of it, pages 853 to 1,054, is titled Emerging Infectious Diseases. So you have this there. Mm-hmm. And on page 972, under the conclusion of what they found on face masks, is there, and I'd like to read it. This is from the CDC this year in May. We did not find evidence that surgical type face masks are effective in reducing laboratory confirmed influenza transmission, either when worn by infected persons, source control, or by persons in the general community to reduce their susceptibility. However, as with hand hygiene, face masks might be able to reduce the transmission of other infections when healthcare resources are stretched. I've been studying vaccinations. I've been studying flu clear back since 1976. And the last, I think I have a picture there of an image from my website of a documentary that I actually posted on my website. It's 60 minutes on swine flu and vaccinations in 1976. Hundreds of people and millions of dollars of government money was paid to people who suffered consequences. This episode, which I purchased from 60 Minutes and posted, was on the internet for 11 years. Then, on March 12th, I noticed the CDC put a flyer on my video posting saying, get the latest information about COVID-19. They did this on anyone who had any ideas about or wanted to express what they felt. And I got lots of people watching this, and then they removed it. They scrubbed it. It's gone. We have censorship in this country that is beyond belief. I had to go to another channel. I am not even on YouTube anymore. I've been censored. So I went to a channel called Brighteon. And now they're censoring Brighteon, where I can't even link something to Facebook from Brighteon. Because guess who owns Facebook? YouTube. Okay. So I'm glad the press is here, and I hope they cover this. The last five or six times I've been here, it didn't actually make the newspaper. When someone comes in for $100 for a jazz concert somewhere, that makes the newspaper. I think this is important, and I've studied this. And that's why I'm videotaping it, and that's why I'm playing it on Channel 3. And I've given you a program that I recorded this morning. Actually, part of it goes back 4 years ago when I actually addressed millions of people on Coast to Coast AM. I was being interviewed by a researcher by the name of John Rappaport, a very smart, influential man. And that's going to play on Channel 3 this evening. I want you to look at it. I want you to invite me back because I don't want to have to come in here and do 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and 5 minutes to tell you things that I know. My pastor has interviewed some of the best authorities in this country. I can get you their personal numbers if you want to talk to them. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a pediatrician in Ohio. Dr. Judy Mikovits, who suffered persecution from Mr. Fauci. Okay. So, like I say, I just ask you to look at that. I'm just a resource. You folks are our government, local government. We are in a mess. We are in a mess. And this is the biggest hoax I've ever seen. Back in 2009, when the swine flu hoax hit again, which was turned out to be less than the actual regular flu. By the way, has anyone heard any numbers on the regular flu? No, you won't hear a peep. And my students from Pickens went to the Helvetia Clinic that had the flu in 2009. When they came back, I said, which flu did you have? And they said, well, they didn't test us for it. They told us they were just supposed to record it as the swine flu. And I was like, I don't believe this. Medical professionals are just putting down something that they don't know whether it's true or not. I'm looking for truth, folks. I think you should, too. So I thank you for this time. I'm at your service. May God help us.